Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. Hope springs eternal, as does my hope that spring will come at last this year. In that vein of wishful thinking, I'm focusing on tips for matching wine with spring vegetables in this podcast. You can find more stories, the wines I reviewed this month, delicious wine-friendly recipes, and a free newsletter on my website at nataliemclean.com. And now, sit back and enjoy this month's story. My husband Andrew, an unrepentant carnivore, claims that salad is what food eats. I wouldn't go that far, but when matching wine with vegetables, I do consider them the problem children of the food world. Still, as a determined hedonist, I won't admit that any food can't be paired with wine. That kind of thinking is either a failure of imagination or of thirst. I am always thirsty, so I am always imagining ways to match them. But let's start with the wines to avoid. The main offenders are robust red wines that pair well with hearty meat dishes that Andrew loves. Wines such as Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Shiraz. Not only will these full-flavored, full-bodied wines overpower vegetables, but their tannins will clash as well. Tannins are a natural substance from stems, skins, and seeds of grapes that give the wine a furry feeling, much like oversteeped tea. If you love red wines, choose soft, smooth-textured, fruity ones, such as Pinot Noir, the grape in Burgundy, Gamay, used in Beaujolais, or Sangiovese, used in Chianti. The latter, especially Tuscan Chianti, is a classical regional match for most Italian dishes with tomato, including pasta, lasagna, and pizza. Chianti's aromas and flavors are often described as tart and sun-dried, just like the tomato. In general, white wines do much better than reds with vegetables. But here are a few exceptions. As with reds, avoid high-alcohol whites. Their jammy ripe fruit clashes with the zesty flavors of veggies. Besides, summer greens are best enjoyed when the weather is warm, and that's not when you want a heavy, alcoholic wine. When it comes to salads, wines with a floral character do well with simple field greens, for the same reason that edible flowers are often used as a garnish. Choose herbal greens, such as romaine lettuce, rather than bitter ones, such as radicchio, arugula, and endive, because they're gentler on wine. The fat in a creamy salad dressing often softens the perception of bitterness in wine and highlights its fruitiness, allowing you to drink richer, rounder whites. However, some dressings, such as homemade mayonnaise, may be too rich unless there is enough acidity. Caesar salad, for example, with its pungent tastes of salty anchovies, garlic, lemon, and parmesan, cries out for a zesty white to cut through the smothering fat and stand up to those strong flavors. My favorite salad wine is a lime-fresh Australian Riesling, especially from the cool Clare Valley, or a dry German Riesling from the Rheingau. Wine-friendly salad ingredients such as cheese, nuts, herbs, bacon bits, and mushrooms can provide a bridge to wine. Today, a bed of greens is often the base for some slices of meat, such as grilled chicken, roast lamb, or seared duck. These are easy to partner with light red wines, such as Pinot Noir, Chinon, and Bardolino. Alternatively, try charred vegetables, zucchini, eggplant, and peppers, with reds that have a smoky character, such as Tuscan Chianti, Brunello di Montalcino, or Vino Nobile di Montalcino. The smoke-tinged sweetness of the food marries with the wine's ripe tree fruit flavors. Grill or sauté broccoli and green beans in olive oil to soften around their flavors, or smother them in a butter or cream sauce. The traditional German dish of red cabbage in red wine sauce with sausages goes best with robust reds, both because of the sauce and the sausage. Try a Rhone Valley Syrah from France. So relax about your wine choice as you sit on the patio this spring with the sun warming the back of your neck and a light breeze that wafts over the salivating scent of vegetables grilling on the barbecue. With the taste of summer on your plate and in your glass, you'll discover that it's not hard being green. It's delicious. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about it. There's more information about my book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, and a free newsletter at nataliemaclean.com. Tune in again next month for another exciting episode, and in the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its contents are a copyright of Natalie Maclean, 2008.